Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, we'll be discussing Bitcoin price bouncing after CZ arrest rumors as trader's eye, $30,000 next as the next big target. Also breaking news, Malaysia Prime Minister says there is no reason to continue to depend upon the US dollar. Now for some not so good news, the anti-Bitcoin mining bill in Texas just passed through Senate committee uncontested without a single vote in opposition. And quoting Stacey Herbert, Bitcoin is a bet on the future of humanity. Gold is a bet on the boomer fantasies of nuclear annihilation being made in real life. And the boomers have been preparing for the latter since they were first conceived in August 1945. Bitcoin is the escape hatch from their hate asylum. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing why Dogecoin price is up. That's right, it's up over 30% on a four-month high thanks to Elon Musk changing the Twitter logo to Doge. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is untouchable amid regulatory pressures, says top analyst Mike McGlone. We'll also be discussing the Binance CEO CZ denouncing new FUD after unsubstantiated rumor spreads through crypto Twitter that there is a red alert for his arrest. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing why the fair price of Bitcoin is currently at the fair price is currently at $42,000, according to renowned analysts. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin bull Balaji, the former Coinbase CTO, says money printing will explode at historic scale amid the fiat currency crisis. Quoting him here, everything is bust, banks, commercial real estate, blue states, hearing rumblings around insurance too. The printing will be on a historical scale, as will the desire to exit the printing. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1241. I am your host JV and today is April 4th, 2023. Checking out the market, which you can see right here on your screen. We got Bitcoin pretty even for the day, maintaining just above $28,000. Ether up almost 4%, trading under $1,900. BNB, Solana, Polkadot all in the green, while XRP is in the red. And Doge, the largest gainer for the past 24 hours, up 25%, trading at almost 10 cents. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, the crypto market cap sitting at $1.183 trillion with the volume on the rise at $52.5 billion, with the Bitcoin dominance also on the rise at 45.8% and the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours. That's right, Dogecoin leading the pack, pun intended, up almost 25% for the day, trading at almost 10 cents. We did break 10 cents just the other day. We have Curved Owl Token up 8%, trading at 99 cents. And Thor Chain up 7%, trading at $1.56. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past week, Doge also leading the pack, up 26%, CRV up 8.6%, and Rune up 7.2%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently rated a 62 in greed, yesterday a 63, last week a 59, and last month a 47, which is neutral. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into today's technical analysis and check out the charts of what's happening. Bitcoin hit a new month-to-date low overnight into April 4th as fresh rumors over the biggest exchange Binance spooked the fragile markets. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin dipping to 27.2 on Bitstamp, its lowest since March 28th. The performance followed an outbreak of claims that Binance CZ, already under investigation by the U.S. regulators, is now wanted by Interpol, which really doesn't make sense and seems to be nothing more than a rumor. The claims came from an accidental leak of the encrypted tweet by the private Twitter account Kobe, who is known for spreading FUD, just FYI. It's like an entertainment account, which appeared to lack evidence, resulting in a market rebound, now trading back above 28,000, which is a good sign. Bitcoin was exhibiting classic behavior, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, quoting him here, classic sweep of Bitcoin, and he additionally referenced the macroeconomic climate, specifically a potential end to interest rate hikes by the U.S. Fed. Quoting him again, trend remains to be upwards as we are in a vacuum of relief as the hiking process comes to an end. Most likely, we'll see Bitcoin continue to $40,000, but we'll be having a test of $25,000 first. I'll be a buyer. $40,000? Send it. Let's go. In a subsequent tweet, he also declared the local low swept by Bitcoin with a 30,000 target, quitting him again. The low has swept on Bitcoin, grinding back upwards. As long as 27.9 holds, I'll be expecting continuation towards range high and potentially $30,000. Let's go. And such optimism was shared elsewhere, including trading resource Stock Money Lizards, who joined the call for 30,000 to hit. After a short correction, as outlined here alongside this chart, Bitcoin short correction, then $30,000. Let's go. Now check it. Even eyeing the equilibrium level of the current range at 27.7, fellow trader Crypto Tony remained upbeat, quoting him here, holding the EQ like a champ. No short hedges unless we close solid below that level, but for now, we remain in the upper half of the range, he shared. And on the macro front, changes were also afoot with the weekend announcement of an oil production cut by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries plus 10 other oil producing nations, combined with the weak U.S. economic data pressuring the dollar. The U.S. dollar index, which you can see here, was below the 102 mark at the time of this recording. And for trader firm QCP Capital, the writing is now on the wall when it comes to a looming recession, quoting them here. U.S. dollar and bond yields, both drivers of Bitcoin, reversed sharply lower last night following the release of the ISM manufacturing, which showed the sharpest contraction since April 2020. It wrote in this latest market update released on April 4th, we expect more weak U.S. data to come out this week, further cementing the recession narrative. After many false dawns, we believe this one will indeed be a lasting one. And it noted that despite the potential for Bitcoin to benefit from the mayhem, just with last month's banking crisis, it remained unproven as a safe haven during a recession. If the Fed were to act quickly in a recession, just as they did during last month's banking crisis, we expect that Bitcoin would again moon. It continued. However, in a stagflationary environment, the feel of the Fed, they are unable to cut the rates until inflation has reached their target again. With Bitcoin, will Bitcoin follow the risk assets lower? That remains to be seen. While Bitcoin is unproven as the inflationary hedge, it is definitely the highest beta monetary irresponsibility hedge out there. Now, anything coming from the FUD, in my opinion, is FUD. I mean, anything coming from the Fed is FUD. Lo and behold, and breaking news just in, Malaysia Prime Minister says there is no reason to continue to depend on the U.S. dollar. Just more confirmation that the dollar is doomed. And now for some not so good news coming out of Texas. The anti-Bitcoin mining bill in Texas passed through the Senate committee uncontested without a single vote in opposition. This Senate bill, 1751, which eliminates incentives for miners to create jobs in rural communities and caps the amount that miners can participate in certain grid balancing programs. Unfortunately, members of the committee were swayed by the influence of the powerful bill sponsor. There is talk that it could also pass through the Senate. It will be critical to fight back against the bill in the House in order to kill the bill. Kill Bill, pun intended. So there you have it. Let me know how you feel. That is likely to play out for the miners there in Texas. And now let's discuss what's on everyone's mind. Dogecoin miraculously pumped 30% overnight with a pretty calm market overall, but that's because of Elon switching the Twitter logo from a bird to the Dogecoin logo. That's right. If you go on Twitter right now, you'll notice in the top left, it's now Dogecoin. You can't escape the Doge logo, hence why we have witnessed the pump. So let's break this down, shall we? Dogecoin parred a portion of massive daily gains on April 4th as investors speculated on the meaning behind Elon Musk's latest cryptic stunt and what appears to be a late April Fool's joke. Musk owned Twitter changed its official bluebird logo to mimic Dogecoin's symbol, a Shiba dog featured in viral memes, and later Musk tweeted a meme recognizing the change as he posted right here just the other day. And it's ultimately the Dogecoin or Shiba dog, whatever the meme coin photo is, and saying that's an old photo with the cop looking at the license showing a Twitter bird. This is all it takes to pump Doge 30%. Insane, right? Over the years, Musk had influenced the Doge market with his cryptic tweets. The billionaire investor called himself the Doge father and has earlier discussed the prospect of adding Doge payment options for Twitter subscription services. I don't think that came into fruition as of yet. If I'm wrong, please correct me. In his other venture, Tesla and SpaceX, they already accept Doge for their merchandise products. How many people are really buying products with Doge? Good question, right? Dogecoin rose nearly 33% after Musk's tweet yesterday, April 3rd, reaching over 10 cents, its highest level since December of 2022. The Doge price has pared a portion of its gains since, dropping to just under 10 cents. And right here, you can see the daily Doge chart. Now, interestingly, Doge ongoing run-up after the news of Musk's lawyers seeking to end a $258 billion lawsuit against him for allegedly pumping Dogecoin prices. Now, I mean, is this a coincidence or what? I mean, right after he's telling his lawyers to dismiss this $258 billion lawsuit for pumping Doge, he changes the Twitter logo to Doge and it pumps 30%. It just goes to show you that he is absolutely responsible for pumping the meme coin. It's like not even a question at this point. But in July of 2022, the plaintiff accused Musk of manipulating the Doge prices using his broad social media presence, including an appearance on Saturday Night Live, which helped the Dogecoin price rally by more than 36,000% in 2 years, crashing afterward. So what's next for Doge? From a technical perspective, Doge eyes a short-term pullback after testing a strong selling area, which you can see here on the chart in the purple, as resistance. And also, Doge's daily relative strength index, better known as the RSI, has entered its overbought zone, which boosts its correction prospects in the coming days. As a result, a Doge pullback scenario could have it drop towards 8.9 cents as its next downside target in April, down 10% from the current price. This target level has served as resistance during the January and February uptrend earlier in the year. Moreover, a decisive close above 8 or below 8.9 cents could have the market eye 8 cents as the next downside target by April or May. This level, down about 20% from the current prices, acted as support during the February-March correction phase and coincided with Doge's multi-month ascending trendline support. Now, conversely, independent analyst Crypto Callio sees Doge rallying nearly 125% in the long term as it nears a breakout above the long-standing descending trendline resistance. Quoting him here, when Doge breaks out above the high time frame trendline here, I think 25 cents is a reasonable target. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Doge or hodlers of Doge? Let me know. And do you feel that Elon is likely to continue to pump his meme coin? Let me know. And with that being shared, now let's discuss some very positive news for Bitcoin becoming untouchable as per Bloomberg analyst Mike Maglone. That's right. Check it. Bitcoin is untouchable despite the ongoing regulatory pressures of the crypto sector. And those who don't have some crypto exposure are seriously silly, according to the Bloomberg senior commodity strategist Mike Maglone. During an April 3rd stream with crypto podcaster Scott Melker, Maglone argued that unlike other cryptos such as Ethereum, Bitcoin couldn't be killed by regulators because it is more decentralized. That is a fact. I mean, there's no authority to go after, right? You can't can't find Satoshi. There's no headquarters. Truly decentralized. Quoting him here, there's so much disdain about regulators pushing back on the whole space. And that's the key thing where Bitcoin sticks out. You can't do anything to this and you can't kill it. And it's just unprecedented. It is untouchable. Very powerful words. And he continues, you can make the case that Ethereum is a security when you hear about all these upgrades and people doing this and people being that to make it better. I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of scary. Can't do that to Bitcoin. And that's why it's fine and impressive. Preach. The crypto sector has faced a wave of crackdowns in the U.S. recently, with the U.S. SEC filing charges against crypto exchange Kraken for its staking services, then suing stablecoin issuer Paxos over Binance USD. The regulator also proposed rule change targeted at crypto firms operating as custodians as the crypto crackdown continues. McGlone stated he is still bullish on Bitcoin, but expects the price to go down again in step with other assets if a recession hits. Back in January, he warned Bitcoin might not see the surge being predicted just yet, as there are challenging macroeconomic conditions and pressures from interest rate hikes. But according to McGlone, the April 2nd decision by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, to reduce daily oil output makes a recession more likely, as does interest rate hikes from the Fed to clamp down on inflation. Quoting him here, we had our morning call this morning and our economist Anna Wong said, yeah, their base case is for that recession to kick in quarter three. OPEC is helping that. Fed tightening is helping that. So all assets have to go down. That means Bitcoin too is the fastest horse in the race. So overall, I'm certainly relatively bullish. So in McGlone's opinion, it's seriously silly to risk not having some exposure to crypto or trying to stand in its way. Quoting him again, the key thing I look at simplistically for Bitcoin is you are a money manager. Why take the risk of not having some of this revolutionary asset, particularly because it's so controversial that you want to have it at least some in it because you don't want to look like an idiot over history. Take that, Peter Schiff. The smart guys get it. We are not going to be a Blockbuster or Sears. We're going to be a part of this technology. Very powerful words from the Bloomberg senior analyst. So shout out to Mike McGlone. Now let's discuss in further detail the Binance FUD, which dropped the overall Bitcoin price almost instantly $1,000, but obviously we recovered quite quickly and we're back trading above 28,000. But here's what happened. The chief executive of the world's largest crypto exchange is countering the spread of new fear, uncertainty, and doubt amid unsubstantiated rumors that Interpol's red notice list, in which he is not on. An apparently doctored image that made rounds on Twitter showed a photo of the Binance CEO CZ on Interpol's red notice webpage, suggesting the crypto titan is facing serious legal issues. A red notice is a request to law enforcement worldwide to locate and provisionary arrest a person pending extradition, surrender, or similar legal action. And then CZ shared in this tweet how the FUD started, which all began here. And then ultimately he revealed that that was a photoshopped image. Rumors that the Interpol is on the lookout for the whereabouts of CZ began when crypto influencer Kobe tweeted SHA256 hash, which contains an encrypted message which read, Interpol red notice for CZ. Kobe himself said the message was just an unlikely prediction and a rumor that no one should have been able to read it. Quoting him here, have posted SHA256 hash of rumors 20 times in the last year without the secret being revealed. The point of the hash commitment scheme is nobody is supposed to be able to read them until after the secret is revealed. Well, it's a prediction and a rumor. It's obviously impossible for it to be inside info without there being literal leaks at Interpol, which seems unlikely. Meanwhile, CZ urges crypto market participants to ignore unverified rumors and speculation. Quoting him here, if you panic sell on FUD or photoshopped images, well, you aren't likely to become rich. Block the FUD. Sources, sage advice from CZ. So there you have it. And isn't it a shame that the entire crypto market can react so drastically off of FUD? But that's what makes FUD so powerful. And that's why the government and the regulators continue to issue it. But this is nothing new under the sun for the king crypto. Just another day. You know what I mean? Crypto don't sleep, fam. And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the fair price of Bitcoin right now being $42,000. The founder of Capriole Investments, Charles Edwards, shared in his latest tweet an assessment of Bitcoin is still significantly undervalued at its current price. The creator of the Hash Ribbons Indicator and one of the leading publishers of on-chain models stated that Bitcoin is currently trading at a 33% discount from its fair value. I agree 100%, quoting him here. The symmetry of the Bitcoin cycle and its fundamental data is something truly unique to Bitcoin. I suspect this is a trait only found in tamper-proof assets, only Bitcoin, Edwards wrote. The analyst provides more detailed rationale in his Capriole Investments newsletter, which has been obtained by NewsBTC. Bitcoin's fair value, according to the analyst, is derived from Bitcoin's energy value, which is calculated based solely on the energy expended to secure the network, a clean, simple equation that values Bitcoin purely on watts of energy used to mine. Currently, the Bitcoin energy value is $42,000, which means Bitcoin is undervalued by 33%. And interestingly, both the price and the hash rate have risen sharply since the beginning of the year. That's right, we're up roughly 70% since January. Not too shabby, you know what I mean? Now, between the price and the energy value has only decreased slightly, and according to Edwards, Bitcoin is therefore currently undervalued at around $28,000 to the same extent that it was undervalued in December of 2022 when the price was trading below $17,000. Edwards further stated that the current undervaluation phase is similar to the bear market of 2018 when Bitcoin traded below its energy value for 285 days. Currently, Bitcoin is already 298 days below its fair price. Quoting him here, the fair value of Bitcoin has increased in tandem with price. Bitcoin is worth $42,000 today based on energy value and has seen a comparable length period of undervaluation to the 2018 lows. And also in the newsletter, he discusses the Bitcoin's significant price increase since the lows of the FTX scam in November of 2022 has been driven by organic spot buying, unlike previous rallies driven by speculators in the derivatives market. There's currently a much healthier price appreciation. The ratio of derivatives to spot volume has never been lower since the widespread adoption of Bitcoin perpetual swaps back in 2018, according to Edwards, who draws to bullish conclusions from this. First, the price increase is caused by organic demand. And second, we are incredibly early in this bull cycle. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And what are your thoughts on the fair value currently being $42,000? I agree. That's why I think it's such a bargain to be purchasing Bitcoin sub $30,000. I'm all over it, all in. Let's go. With that being shared, now let's break down our final story of the day before we dive into some live Q&A. Let's go. Yeah, this is Balaji. For those not in the know, he's the one who made the $2 million bet that Bitcoin would hit $1 million within 90 days. And that cutoff date is June 17th, which is pretty close around the corner. Former Coinbase Chief Technology Officer Balaji thinks that the government will once again turn on the money printers and devalue the U.S. dollar like never before. He tells his 900,000 Twitter followers that the U.S. is in the midst of a fiat crisis as well as a financial crisis. Quoting him here, everything is bust. Banks, commercial real estate, blue states, hearing rumblings around insurance too. The printing will be on a historical scale, as will the desire to exit the printing. And looking closer at the state of the insurance industry, the Bitcoin bull says that the insurers like banks hold government bonds and have been devalued amid the string of rate hikes issued by the Fed over the past year. On the topic of insurance, you know, all those safe assets that insurers hold you to pay you back. A lot of that is in Fed devalued bonds too. Remember, insurers hold safe assets like bonds and mortgages. And how are those safe assets doing in the era of unprecedented surprise rate hikes? Not so good, Bob. So there you have it, coming firsthand and looking at the former Coinbase executive's chart, it appears that in 2019, the bonds account for over 70% of the U.S. insurers' portfolios. Now, he also says that the takeaway from the crisis will not be trust in the state. Quoting him here, this isn't just a financial crisis, it's a fiat crisis. All the bills are coming due. Only a few pieces have come into public view, but it'll be obvious in retrospect. Don't trust the state. Sage advice. Now, the angel investor started to catch the attention of the crypto traders last month after making a seriously bold Bitcoin forecast. He said that Bitcoin looks poised to explode in less than 90 days from now to $1 million per coin amid the meltdown in the banking sector. That's right. Not only that, but he put his money where his mouth is initially with $1 million bet, and then he doubled up and put a $2 million bet that the Bitcoin price will hit $1 million per BTC by June 17th. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his prediction. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.